Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, last week we featured the Caló word for drive, arrear. This week we're going to continue with a different nuance of it, arre, which means move out of the way, get away from me, or simply stop engaging with me. It comes from the same old Castilian word for mule team driver, arrero, but it's what arreros would say to their mules to drive them through a muddy creek crossing, up a steep hill, or for the last stretch of a long haul. Arre! Indeed, it's not a polite request. It's a pseudo-pugilistic sound you blurt out to dominate and offend somebody, and with that, move them away from you. Arre at once calls someone a mule, and gacho de amares commands them to move. Arre! Boy and Meche had finally arrived at the dance in El Chuco they'd been planning to go to for weeks. It took a long trip from the south side and a few vaciladas along the way to get there, pero anyway, they were there. And the bully looked de aqueas. It was Boy's first time in the dance hall. Meche had been there before, but didn't remember until they were inside. Now that I'm inside, I remember I came here for a wedding not that long ago, maybe only a few years, she said to Boy. You have raza here? Boy asked her. Simon, two brothers and some cousins, said Meche. They tried to set me up with some sonso. He didn't have any torica, and my daughter didn't like him, so I didn't dance all night. Next day, I learned from my carnales that introduced me to El Vato that it was all a prank. Boy shrugged. My torica's okay, Boy said playfully. It's okay. The test is going to be your sangoloteo, Meche said. Pues I wonder if they're going to start with a marcha like old times, said Boy. E don't rub it in that you're old times. When I started going to the dances, no more old times, Meche said. Then you started late. I'm not a full year older than you, and I remember they always started with marchas, Boy said. Boy wasn't able to say more before a man came up to them and greeted Meche. Hey, Esa, remember me? We danced last year, said the man, a tall, freckled redhead. Not really. Chale, I never danced here. Must have been another ruca, Meche said. To Boy, the vato seemed between sonso and menso. Slight in a nylon suit that fit a size too big, he seemed unlikely to attract a dancing partner that night. Chale, I was introduced to you by your carnales, the man said. Meche contemplated the man. Oh, I remember now. Gacho carnales were playing a joke on me. We talked a little. I went home early. You remember that? Meche said. Nail, thought we danced a little, the man said, glancing at Boy. Pues this is my boyfriend. We came here to dance together, Meche said. The man ignored what she'd said and kept looking at her. Boy grew annoyed and waited for an opening. I remember you danced the aqueas, the man said. Then you don't, ese, Meche said. The man was going to respond, but before he uttered another word, Meche cut him off. Arre, arre, she said, waving at him dismissively. The sudden command and harsh movement startled him. Arre, Meche said again, and drove the man away into the crowd.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.